with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus has ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped by day out. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Many people start their work making the sign of the cross and saying, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This truth is present in our life all the time. We are so familiar with that saying, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, that we even do not notice that we mention and we proclaim the truth that is one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that truth is not easy to understand. It is practically impossible to understand. I will give you an example from my life. In my time, my years of seminary, I had a professor. He was so passionate about Holy Trinity that from normal 45 minutes class, he always, but always, made at least 1 hour and 10 minutes. We were so upset that he is taking our time, free time. I remember especially one class, it was at least 25 years ago, but I still remember. For 1 hour and 15 minutes, he was explaining us the mystery of Holy Trinity. And at the end of the class, remember, after 1 hour and 15 minutes, he asked us, did you understand this? Of course, we students, without even thinking about what he is asking us, but hoping for the end of the class, finally, all of us, we responded, yes, we understand. And in this moment he said, it is impossible to understand. We need to start again. Every Christian summed up this mystery of the Trinity in these words. The Father is God, Jesus, His Son, is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. But there are no three gods, but one God. And the Creed says, we worship one God in three persons, and three persons in one God, without confusing the persons or dividing the divine substance. Yes, because the persons are distinct, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but the substance is one, God. This very definition points to a reality we can only glimpse, but not capture. It is like with the sun. We can take a glimpse, but its brightness causes us to turn away. Yet that very brightness makes us makes it possible to see other things, to see everything. So it is with the Holy Trinity. Jesus has given us a glimpse of his relationship with Father. The energy between them is the third divine person, Holy Spirit. St. Paul tells us that when we pray, the mystery of Trinity overtakes us. In our prayer, we talk to God, but at its deepest level, prayer is God speaking to God. The Spirit within us calls Abba, that is Father. The Spirit within us proclaims that Jesus is the Lord, and that through him we have salvation. We need to keep these basics before our mind. We need to teach them to our children. Some people throughout the history, they had an idea that the truth about the Holy Trinity was invented in 4th century. Well, today we have this reading of the Gospel when Jesus asks his disciples to go and to baptize all the nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. A document from 50th year after Christ, called Teaching of the Twelve, says, after the foregoing instructions, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in living, running water. If you have no living water, then baptize in other water. And if you are not able in cold, then warm. If you have neither, pour water 3 times on the head in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is not only instruction how we need to baptize. This is the instruction that the kind of water is not important. What is important is to mention that we baptize that person in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It is time to return to the basics. It is time to return to the truth that we participate in the life of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That everything what we do, everything who we are, is reflected in this relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Holy Trinity. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.